Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. And they're open live. You can call in, talk to me, talk to Sam, our producer, and I will give my response. Well, a very, very strong ruling coming out of California. A federal judge has ruled that Trump and his lawyer, a fellow named John Eastman, most likely committed felonies of obstructing Congress and conspiring to defraud the United States in trying to overturn the 2020 elections. Now, when a federal judge says that someone most likely did something, that's what's called probable cause. That is the legal term. Federal judge, and he's a very independent federal judge, David O. Carter, Central District of California, ruled that there's probable cause to believe that Trump and a lawyer, John Eastman, committed felonies, his words, in obstructing Congress and conspiring to defraud the United States. What's the background of that and what is the consequence? The background is this guy Eastman is one of the people behind what's called the Green Bay Sweep. You may have heard it. It's a perversion. You know, using Green Bay's name, you know, Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr, the history we have here, and then, of course, coming up to through Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, but really going back, this is legendary history in the NFL. We won the first two Super Bowls. The Super Bowl trophy is called the Lombardi Trophy. And they simply hijacked that and call this the Green Bay Sweep as if it's nothing more than a sweep around end. What it was a coup. And the judge in California said this was a coup in search of a legal theory. So what's this all about? Eastman has more than 100 emails incriminating him and Trump and others, Giuliani and the rest of them. He wouldn't turn them over to the January 6th committee. He brought an action. He sued the January 6th committee. He sued them saying, I have executive privilege. Trump does too. This judge said, no, you don't. Turn over the more than 100 emails. And by the way, there is probable cause to believe that Trump and Eastman committed felonies. Now, probable cause is the standard of a grand jury. If a prosecutor brings a case to a grand jury, they issue a quote, verdict, it's a grand jury verdict, that there's probable cause to believe a felony was committed. At that point, the prosecutor decides whether to prosecute. A lot of good prosecutors will look at it and say, well, okay, that's fine. How strong a case is it? Can I prove it beyond a reasonable doubt at trial? Here, there are enough clues to even make the Pink Panther, Inspector Clouseau, catch on. There are dead bodies all over the place, all over the place. But here is the question, what is the consequence of that ruling? So he's ruled, this is a lawless operation. Trump and his people, all of them blow off subpoenas. They blow off anything. So what's going to happen is, Eastman's not going to turn them over. First of all, he's going to appeal this to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Then when he loses, he's going to appeal to the Supreme Court. Then when he loses there, because even the Supreme Court has gone against him on these arguments, that's going to take time, months of briefing. Then he's going to blow it off and not do it. Then the committee has to hold him in contempt. Then the committee has to, the January 6th committee, then they have to refer him to the Congress to hold him in contempt. Then they have to, the Congress has to refer it to Merrick Garland for prosecution. And Merrick Garland has sat there not doing very much. What Merrick Garland has done is he's prosecuted Steve Bannon. He has prosecuted others. He has not gone after Mark Meadows yet, even though he was referred for prosecution. But where is the litigation to stop the voter suppression in Texas? where black people in Houston were disproportionately, the ballots weren't counted in the last election because they didn't guess correctly whether a long time ago they had listed their social security number or driver's license number on their registration. You have to guess right. Where is the common sense litigation that the Republican Party is interfering with voting nationwide? In this state, where's the litigation against the faithless electors, the fraudulent electors who falsely told the Senate that they were the electors? In this state, why are Gableman and Voss still permitted to blow through 11 grand a month into Gableman's pocket and 20 grand a month from taxpayer money into his staff's pocket, so he could simply go around the state and not do anything and lie, but not even do anything? Here, one of the problems is we have a Republican Supreme Court. Four of the seven justices are Republicans. One of them, to his credit, Brian Hagedorn, has stood tall in a bunch of cases, but the other three justices, think about this, voted to overturn the 2020 election and stop Biden from being president. Three justices, three Republican justices did that in the state of fighting Bob La Follette. So a couple of things have to happen. And let me tell you one core thing that has to happen. The core thing is, in November, there are going to be elections, midterms. Right now, we have something like an 8-seat majority. I say we, the Democrats, in the House of Representatives. Statistically, if you look back over the last 40 years, the party that holds the presidency loses seats in the Congress, in the House. Sometimes a lot of seats, sometimes a few seats. There are only, I think, two occasions in the last 40 years where the party with the presidency picked up a few seats. It is possible, I'm holding out a lot of hope, but it is possible that we lose more than 8 seats. If we do, Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker. If Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker, 10 minutes after he's sworn in, he will disband the January 6th committee, and he will rescind all subpoenas. These people walk free, and those 100 incriminating emails will never see the light of day, because the Republican Party is very close to being a fascist party. The only safeguards in their party, real safeguards, are Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. But the presidency, Joe Biden will be president at least till 2024. And I'm hoping, I think he will be reelected, certainly if they run Trump. But that means Merrick Garland has to do something. He has to get off his dead keister. When you look at him and his eyes, they are uncertain eyes. They are not strong, confident eyes. How plain do you want it, Merrick Garland? I mean, really, how plain do you want it? There is an attack on our democracy going around the country, more than 400 bills, some of them passed, some of them proposed, to alter our elections unconstitutionally. There are candidates who have said that if they are elected, they're going to be vote counters. Some states elect their vote counters. They're not going to certify a Democrat. They'll simply change it. That's what's happening. That's what's happening out there. Okay, that's what's happening. That strike anybody as unconstitutional? It strikes me. You don't have to have legal training. Merrick Garland, where are you? Car 54, where are you? Car 54, where are you? That's an old TV thing. Merrick Garland, where are you? Where are you hiding? Where are weak eyes hiding? Get out there, Merrick Garland. Get out there. And here is the big kahuna. The January 6th committee has to recommend the criminal prosecution of Donald Trump. That is the big kahuna. That is the 800-pound gorilla. And they've got to do it very soon and get it to Merrick Garland, get it to pass the House. And Merrick Garland has got to prosecute Donald Trump. How many felonies does a guy get? They somehow got to the DA in Manhattan, Alvin Bragg. He ordered his prosecution team to drop any action against Trump. This clown was elected at a field of about eight people, all identity politics candidates. Cyrus Vance got squeezed out. He was a great prosecutor. But he had put a team together of prosecutors, Pomerantz and another guy, best in New York. Grand jury said that Trump had committed felonies, put in fraudulent valuations for tax and loan purposes to federally insured banks. That's a laydown. Pomerantz was getting ready to file criminal charges against Trump. That would keep Trump out of the 24 election, but more importantly, it would just enforce the rule of law. And Bragg comes in and goes, nah, I don't think there's enough there. I order you not to file it. Investigate his bank accounts. Investigate Swiss bank accounts, Cayman Island bank accounts. Find out who got to him. But there is another prosecutor named Merrick Garland. And now you have a federal judge in California saying there's probable cause to believe that Trump committed a felony. Okay. Well, how about that, Merrick Garland? How about that January 6th committee? If you wait too long, if you wait to the fall, what's going to happen is, and Kevin McCarthy gets in, he will disband the January 6th commission. He will get rid of all the subpoenas. And then Merrick Garland won't have the comfort, the cover of a referral from Congress. Get off the stick, all of you. Get off the stick. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.